The Home Depot has very good news for your lawn. It's called Scott's Thicker Lawn. Right now, from only $19.98 a bag. Thicker Lawn is a 3-in-1 mixture of seed, fertilizer, and soil improver. Perfectly formulated for thicker lawns and happier lawn owners. So spread the word for up to a 50% thicker lawn after just one application. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Thicker Lawn from only $19.98 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, Hank Sangria, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What it good be? Hopefully it's what it should be. It's your boy N-O-R-E.
What up,
it's
DJ EFN.
Hey, Hank Sangria. And yeah, I usually do an intro, but what the fuck are y'all doing to these Coronas? Why y'all disrespecting Coronas?
We putting fucking lime in that shit.
Lime
dog.
Juice in the Corona. Let's make some noise for that, goddamn it.
Lime,
yes.
In the Corona.
Yes, Drink Chaz Podcast.
You know, now, I don't even drink beer.
Yeah, no, you've been drinking beer lately, man. I've been very proud of you.
Thanks.
We recently made history and been the podcast to come to Las Vegas.
Yes, we did.
The first hip hop podcast,
our Gorilla Cast,
and I'll take the blame for this. I thought I planned it right. I thought I was going to be able to get Tony.
You can't
Yayo.
Plan that shit at all.
Yeah, you
right?
Can't plan that shit.
Can't plan Vegas.
Well, I thought I was going to be able to get Tony Yayo separately. Didn't get, you know.
You did say this.
Dog Pound.
You swore we were gonna have three different podcast
episodes.
And then
the next day, I was trying to get Drew Hill. I had no idea that all of them was leaving the next day. We didn't know that. We stayed an extra day. But they came a day before. That's where I messed
up. Did you notice, though, during the show
No.
That you was getting mad at actually Drew Hill when they was coming in?
Yeah, I didn't know they was Drew Hill.
I'm looking back and
yeah,
I'm like,
I was like, shut up, you're talking too much.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Drew Hill.
But big, shout out to Cisco and Nokia.
Big up Cisco, Nokia.
They was troopers, man.
But we didn't see Jazz. We got to see the other one as well. But that was dope. That was dope.
That was crazy.
It was our first R&B act, you know what I'm saying? So Jagged Edge, we would like to have you guys
as well.
Did
they jack one of our bottles?
I think they jacked one of our bottles. Let's big them up for jacking our bottles. Thanks to niggas. They came in.
Be more?
Yep. So, I was very proud of that episode just for us keeping it together. It was about 5,500 people in that room.
Even though my mic was broken because Eddie Giggs broke it before that.
With a fart? Did he break it with a fart?
Yeah, he dropped it from a fart.
You dropped it? Oh, man. Eddie Giggs, man. So, we knocked that out. It was still a great episode. I want to big up Daz and Corrupt.
Killed
Thank
it.
You very much. You know what I'm saying?
Was there tension between Yayo and Corrupt? Because nah, there was for 1.5 seconds.
It was an awkward moment.
But it wasn't tension. Like, the
fans
took it.
But, I mean, I'm glad that the fans felt that way because it was awkward. So
that
big up
moment,
Daz.
That moment.
Just that one moment.
1.5 seconds.
But big up Daz and Corrupt because we actually, not Daz, but actually afterwards, me and Corrupt had drinks.
Y'all went to the craft spot. Didn't invite me.
Oh no! It was a spirit of moment thing. But so big up Daz and Corrupt. Big up Drew Hill.
Tony Yayo.
Big up Tony Yayo for just coming on. You know, I got the call today. Ja Rule called me.
You know what I'm saying? That was awkward.
Yeah, it was awkward.
That was super awkward.
You know, on Drink Chance Podcast, we definitely don't condone violence or anything of that sort, and we definitely don't want those stories. Sometimes those stories pop up, and sometimes these stories just appear. But when the story's personal like that, you know, we try to avoid them. You know what I mean? But also, big up to Capone for dying on the podcast.
Yo,
he died.
But Capone's a trooper about this. Like he's not complaining that we just threw it out there.
Oh no, I mean, because he knows we leave everything.
Well, he fell asleep on the podcast.
Word. He's done the podcast. So he knows that we literally leave everything. So this episode, we're gonna get into it.
We gotta shot some shit out. We got the 8 and 9 t-shirt.
8 and 9 t-shirt collaboration.
Yeah,
that's right. Let's make some noise.
Yeah,
damn,
we got. Oh, damn, that fucked my
Shout out
up.
To the dude that was doing the horn. He was horrible at it.
He was horny.
On the last set. He was horny. Yeah. So big him up. I believe that's Daz and Corrupt DJ. He's a great guy. I forget his name.
Onyo. Mad static.
Yeah, man. You know.
Static thugs right now.
So yeah, we got the 8 and 9 collaboration.
8 and 9 collaboration. We got three new designs for Drink Chance. For everybody
that's
complaining that we run out, we got some professionals now handling this
make
shit.
Make some noise.
It's not us.
Right.
So you can go.
I was talking about the shirt, but thank y'all for making noise.
You go to Drink Champs. drinkchamps.com, or you can go direct to the source, 8and9.com, and you put Drink Champs as the discount code, all caps, and you get 15% off the shirts and off of everything at 8and9.
Let's make some noise for 8and9.
Yeah, come on, man. 8and9 is looking out. And we get a piece of that action.
That's what's up. That's what's
off
up.
Off of everything 8and9, not just our shirts. Yo, what the fuck?
We could be leaving it, man.
We're like cutting farts on the air right now.
Yeah, I think it's my phone, but my phone is all the way over there.
How can it be your phone? What the fuck?
But I don't know. I get powerful texts. It might be your phone.
It's my phone. It's not my phone.
Yeah.
Between Boris and shit. Boris, what did you do?
Boris getting satellite.
Boris, talk to the mic.
She's on silence, brother.
That Boris getting satellite signal from Peru. So what else we got to promote, E?
We got to make sure people go and follow us on all of our social medias.
Yes.
At Drink Champs, everything.
At Drink Champs,
Facebook,
everything.
Twitter.
Okay.
IG. What's your IGs?
My IG is at The Real Noriega. You spell it the right way. Thereal. Noriega spelled Noriega. The Real Noriega on IG.
Twitter.
On Twitter, which I'm on heavy. And I'm on IG heavy as well. As an at Noriega. That's Noriega. And I don't know my Facebook or any of that shit.
You don't have a Facebook,
buddy.
Yeah,
I don't have
and
a
what's
Facebook.
Your Snapchat?
My Snapchat is New Year Nori, man. Help me use Snapchat a little bit more. You know what I mean?
We suck at self-promotion.
Yeah, we suck at that.
So my shit is at DJ EFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on IG, on Instagram, and I think it's at Who's Crazy on Snapchat as well. But I'm a horrible Snapchatter.
Okay, and we're going to do one thing before we get into this episode, because we're going to play this verse that we got off Moguls. Plug Brothers, me and Memph Bleek, because it applies to what's going on right now, you know, our podcast wars, which they're not really wars.
It's not wars.
It's just jokes and facts. It's jokes.
Yeah, sometimes it's little sneak attacks.
It's joking with facts. So, you know, for those that don't know, when I say Reggie tried to sue me, he my nigga still. I'm talking about Combat Jack. If you listen to the ad-lib, it says Combat.
But he did tweet he was going to sue us.
Yeah, he did that. But he actually hit me on the DM. Me and Combat been talking. So it's all love, you know what I mean? Like, of course, you know, I'm still like, you know,
I think we're helping the whole podcast culture.
Yeah, we help it all because,
it's all,
you know,
love at the end of the day.
Reggie knows I got nothing but love for him. You know, Elliot knows I got love for him.
We have respect for everything they do.
Everything. And we're just bugging out. So I want to play me and Memph Bleek Moguls. I want to be the first time to ever play music on a podcast. We might get into it now. Yeah, we'll get into it. And then we're going to tell people this is a surprise episode. We're dropping on Wednesday.
Yes, it's a surprise.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to reserve Fridays for hip-hop legends only.
Okay.
And right now we got two.
But these are podcast legends.
These are podcast legends. So when we get dropped, after we drop the record, yo, Haz, I need you to bring it back and drop some flex bombs on that shit. You know what I'm saying? This
make
is the first
some noise
time ever.
Bombs
we
on that
own
shit.
The record, so we can't be sued. This is our shit. You know what I mean? We are independent
who
moguls.
Who produced the record? Who produced it?
Smoover produced the record. Yeah, big him up. Big up Memph Bleek. We putting together
Haz
something.
Haz mixed it down, right?
Haz mixed
Haz,
it down.
Haz and it sounds mixed it down.
For title, we might come out with a surprise thing. So we'll get into that and introduce our guests, and we'll be right back.
Let's go.
Boom! Yo. Who got hope on the phone with Joe Crack? Me and Bleek had it all the way up, and that's that. What? I'm doing food shows and a podcast. Got everybody watching like a car crash. I reinvented myself. You should applaud me. New logo, a blunt beer, and a baldy. And Drake and DMX had some old drama. 40 holler that slime, I made it no drama. I told Elliot, you shouldn't compete with me. Homie, we both from Queens, you supposed to eat with me. Who got hope on the phone with Joe Crack? Me and Bleek had it all the way up, and that's that. What? I'm doing food shows and a podcast. Got everybody watching like a car crash. I reinvented myself, you should applaud me. New logo, a blunt beer, and a baldy. And Drake and DMX had some old drama. 40 holler that slime, I made it no drama. I told Elliot, you shouldn't compete with me. Homie, we both from Queens, you supposed to eat with me. And you ain't even wanna help a little bit. And wouldn't give me the all emails. You asked me why, Nori, like you needed the details. What? Cause I'm a motherfucking mogul, nigga. I get it myself, my crew mobile, nigga. Noble Drew Ali, we eat at Noble, nigga. Hold on, let's make some noise for that, goddammit. Let's make it. Fast forward, I'm a motherfucking
pile full with. Worse to 5'9", sober, drinking that tapioca. And Reggie said he sue me, he my nigga still. He don't get that I'm petty and I'm a nigga still. And got love for those that I speak about. I'm OG with the splitter, riddle, and refoul. I started as a shooter, I'ma leave a boss. CEO Pino Grigio, greasy talk. Do it different, never weird. So coke the same color as Eric Beard.
Sitting on the bench selling crack, nigga. Sink J and Clark told him I rap, nigga. The next day I was that, nigga. In the GS Cristal on my lap, nigga. Gold bottles and gold rollers. The more money you make, the more you lose homies. Me and N.O. link a good day. Almost moved a million cases of that Douce. Selling oil since niggas wanna be gassed up. For the turmoil you, I'm known to go and mask up. Conversating with OG and Stout, nigga. That's the reason why I'm never in the house, nigga. I'm always gone, always been on. I put some people in position, you don't even know it. I got some power in my hand and I don't even use it. About that warehouse movement, it's bigger than music. And niggas wanting me to talk more. I did a couple podcasts, now they want more. I've been out the booth laying low offshore. But I've been staring to the money, so I'm on course. And shout out to them niggas who ain't on board. You probably right now at home bored. And I've been out here getting to the business. Mention Memphis, I'm the outlet and the plug for niggas.
What it could be, hopefully it's what it should be, man. Hopefully y'all enjoyed that joint. You know what I mean? We don't want to, I'm just trying out something because I don't want to depend on, you know, industry propaganda for people to get a record. Right. You know, we got a format, you know, I am still a rapper, but we got a format where we can speak to our people. So we're going to do that. But this Wednesday is special for us.
Yes, it is.
We got two, this interview has been in the can. The problem with this interview was...
How long ago did we do this?
This was like our second or third interview,
and we actually did it at CBS.
This is the only interview we did at CBS.
Where we were like really like trying to be professional.
We were trying to be professional.
And that didn't work out either.
We was cleaning up after ourselves.
We dropped liquor in their studio.
And Elliot and...
they complained about after.
Yeah, they complained about that on their podcast as well. I'm about to say YN, but B dot, and it really wasn't for us, man. They're more of a studio, corporate, office people, and we're more on the road, backyard, you know, cookout. You know what I'm saying?
Get drunk, throw tables over.
Barbershop, you know what I'm saying? Set up in a barbershop type of people. So we had this interview in a can for a while. They're both legends. I want to big up Charlamagne Tha God. Let's make some noise, Charlamagne Tha God. And a good friend, Tax Stone. Let's make some noise for Tax Stone. Two awkward bunch. I don't know how they got cool. I don't know how they start messing with each other. But I remember they get into this in this episode.
It was a great conversation.
And one of my favorite parts about this episode, I know you probably heard me use this word before, but the first time, befuddled. The first time I ever heard this word, the first time I ever tried to use this word, is when Tax Stone is describing his altercation with another rapper, and he used the word befuddled. And I thought it was just so dope.
And he kind of went in on Ebro, and I felt bad because we had just met Ebro. I just met Ebro, actually.
Right.
He was mad cool with us.
Right. And you know what, Ebro and Joe Buttons, we want to open up this platform for you guys. Again, and Drink Champs, we don't stir up beef. We don't try to start beef.
But we let everybody be themselves.
We let everybody be themselves. Like, you don't necessarily have to come on Drink Champs and talk about how many people you beat up or how many people in the past or whatever. But if that's what you want to do, we kind of let you do it. But, you know, again, we're not with that. But so with that being said, Ebro, Joe Buttons, I would like to get you both, you know, so we could do a dark skin, light skin type of funny thing. You know what I'm saying? So we got two of the darkest niggas. Well, Charlamagne has been bleaching. Let's make some noise for him bleaching his skin. God, I don't know if that's true.
Wait, Michael Jackson bleaching?
He's my friend. I don't know if that's true, but
so why'd you make some noise for
so
that?
I don't know. I'm just bugging out. He knows I'm retarded. We're gonna get into this episode. I didn't get a phone call or nothing, but I just want to go ahead and just get my apology out the way before I get the phone call.
Your preemptive apologies?
Because I felt bad after asking Nico the question about his baby mother, Angie Martinez, because after that...
Oh, so you didn't get a phone call about that?
I didn't get a phone call yet, but afterwards, people were telling me how much he wasn't even mentioned in the book, and me not knowing what was going on, for me even bringing that up before it even gets to Angie's attention or any... I want to say I apologize. Right. I was caught in the moment. Jack Thriller asked me. I didn't realize how deep it is, or if it is that deep. So I don't know if I'm making it more of an issue or not, but I sincerely apologize if I hurt anybody in that process, because, you know, Angie's a great friend of mine.
Right.
Sure. Nokia's a great friend of mine. And I had no idea that it was turmoil. I thought that was going to be funny, you know what I mean? But afterwards, so I'm moving on.
And you were foul.
And Jack Thriller was foul. Jack Thriller kept filling up my cup and then whispering in my ear. He was like a little devil.
We saw the devil.
He was like a little devil.
Like the Last Supper in that motherfucker.
Listen, he was asking a whole bunch of other wild shit, and I was avoiding it. But mad
love to Jack Thriller. He was showing us mad love.
Yes, he was. Listen,
he was such a fan of the podcast.
Yes.
Like, big him up.
Yes,
like,
big up Jack
Thriller. Like, out the gate, he knew. He's like, yo, yeah. He was like all crazy about it.
And we working on the Jack Thriller show with him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and we're going to co-sign that Drink Champs. You know what I'm saying? So, big that up. Look out for that coming soon. But, you know, so without no further ado, we're going to get into this Tax Stone, man.
Let's go.
Charlamagne, man, is one of our first and only CBS interview.
Don't say only, man. We might go back and try to be professional.
We might go back, but
CBS might not want us to go back.
So if we're a little rusty, or we're like, first off, this is one of our very first episodes, even though we're using it at number 14.
It was literally our third time recording.
Third time, you know what I'm saying? And
the first time in a studio.
And the first time in a studio. So we'll be back. You know what I'm saying? Let's check it out, man. DJ EFN.
Yeah, I'm DJ EFN.
You're supposed to say NRE. I was throwing you the alley-oop. You're supposed to throw me back the alley-oop. You know what I mean? But NRE.
DJ EFN.
And we be motherfucking back, man. Drink Chats Podcast.
Wow.
Hang Hang Sangria, it's your boy NRE.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is motherfucking Drink Chats Podcast, where every day is fucking New Year's or your birthday. Make some fucking noise. Listen, guys, you guys can't have a conversation over there. If you're going to have a conversation, come have a conversation here, because, you know, it's very impacted. So this is how we're going to do it. Right now.
Hey, we're the most professional, unprofessional podcast.
Most professional, unprofessional podcast that has ever been known to man. And right now, I got...
That's right there. Unprofessional.
Pause. The way he said twisted. just didn't seem right. It's my man over there, Brian, right? Brian, right? That's my guy.
Shout out to Hazardous Sounds as well.
Hazardous Sounds in the building. We gotta add the horns.
Beats in the Hood, what up?
Yep. He said he'd be here in 10 minutes. Okay. Beats in the Hood, definitely. Listen, we got the legendary. Like, if you're doing podcast, we're doing podcast. You gotta know who this guy is when it comes to podcasting. And if you got a hood audience, he's the Hulk Hogan of the hood audience. He's very known. I met with him to do his podcast. Dude walked right by me and was like, "Tax, can I get a picture?" I was like, "God damn, nigga, can you say hi to me at least?" Like, this guy is huge on the streets.
You competing with the Sway intros right now.
I am, right? I'm trying. Legendary. You know what I'm saying? East New York dude, ex-pimp, ex-blood gang member, ex-everything.
Stuff that you really never are ex.
But
that's membership.
He is doing it. He's being himself. I'm very proud of this guy, and we got him on our podcast.
Yes.
Make some noise for Tax Stone in the building. God damn it. Yo, I ain't gonna front.
I didn't really want to talk.
I can't hear myself in the mic.
You gotta turn up the headphones.
On the side.
It should be a little,
Oh, all right, we lit.
Y'all don't got this on the engine room?
Nah, we don't got this. We don't have the privilege of this technology. We're the real unprofessional professionals, if you want to be honest.
Make some noise for Tax Stone for being here.
Yeah, we're shaking, beloved.
Yo, listen.
How's everything? I didn't want you to stop, man. There's more shit you can say.
I was going to keep going. Listen, I tried to get him. I got him to... trying to get him to do say. He sees me and like, "Let's go get a juice." I'm like, "That wasn't in my plans," but I had to respect it. Tax Stone in the building. What's going on?
We're shaking, man. Ain't shit. We on carrot juice, ginger, celery, things of that nature this morning. But we also on the douce, and we also on the water. You know what I mean? You got to keep a balance out here.
Level spelled backwards is level. You got to balance it. This is a fact.
What did you say? You got on from Giant?
Yeah, level spelled backwards is level. You got to balance it. Yo, so let me ask you, how did you get introduced to podcasting?
Through Kid Fury.
Kid Fury.
Kid Fury got a podcast now called The Read.
Okay.
The biggest black podcast out there is called The Read.
Wow.
And my homegirl manages him. So, like, she was like, this was 2 years ago. He was doing live shows and selling out thousand people coming to see him.
Doing the podcast live?
Yeah, doing it live. Mm. You know what I mean? He's still doing it live. Just came back from Canada, shit like that.
Oh, that's dope.
I went to one of his events and he was like, yo, you a funny motherfucker. You should do podcasts.
Right.
So, like, he first planted the seed. So I started, like, doing my research on it. And then I seen podcasting. And then when I realized podcasting was going to be big was when I looked it up and seen that Apple was about to now put it on the phone as an app that comes on the phone.
Like, just podcast. So that's when I knew.
Yeah. Just podcast. Wait.
I jumped in right
from
there.
That's crazy. The app.
The app is on your phone.
Yeah.
It comes on your phone.
Oh, continue.
So when I realized the Apple was putting that, when that was part of the new update for the fives,
right.
I said, it's time to do podcasts now.
Right.
And that was it. And then I met Charlamagne, and then Charlamagne was like, yo, you need to do your own podcast. And then he took the step from there. He lined everything up. I've been lit since.
And you did you like train for it, or you just really just got in and just...
Nah, I'm a natural talker, man. So it's like, you know what I mean? It just was... People, like, I don't even expect my friends to listen to Tax Season, because that's me every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's me, like, that's really me. I just walk in the room and get on the mic. You dig what I'm saying?
That's so, like me. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, so it's like, it ain't shit really that's too pre-planned, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just a natural conversation and a couple questions. It's not really an interview. I'm not a journalist.
Right.
I'm not nobody. I'm just Tax Stone.
Which I have to thank him, because he finally was able, I've been trying to get him to do this for a while. And it was the interview that
sparked it.
He comes back pocket like it's brand new.
Nah,
I've been telling this shit for like 2 years, man.
It's a fact, because you know why? I used to catch most of your stuff, but I used to catch it in spurts because I was like doing things and I ain't know, like, you know, I'm always on the phone. But when I actually did your joint, like, you made me pause. You made me feel so comfortable, and I was like, yo, like, you being you. That's the beauty about it is, nigga could tell you not frying. You know what I'm saying? You could tell you it's not an act with you. You could tell you're not putting on like a face or makeup. So you kind of convinced me doing your shit. And yo, this nigga got maniac fans. Like, his fans is maniac.
What can we expect? Can
they
we expect
be
the same thing
on him? They be like, it's Wednesday, nigga. Yo, I be looking at his comments. They be like, what the fuck you doing, Tax? What the next episode is? Like, what's the craziest fan experience you had so far?
The craziest one was the Uber driver that fake backed out on me.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, he pulled out on
me? I was leaving out of Roc Nation. I'm leaving out the office, and I'm crossing the street. And I ain't gonna lie, I don't be respecting the cars.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking, and the nigga, like, pulled up on me. And he was like, yo, watch what you doing, beloved. Like, mad hard. He was like, yo, I fuck with your show, nigga. And I was like, I said, yo, why you reaching? He said, I'm gripped up. I said, nigga, me too.
Word. Now you be wilding on Twitter. Did you actually meet somebody? Like, you said, pull up, and somebody pulled up?
Yeah, this Spanish kid the other day. He was like, yo, you always talking about you in the East, nigga. Where you at in the East? I pull up on you right now. So I'm like, I'm at my barbershop, nigga, on Pennsylvania and Blake. Pull up.
Mm-hmm.
So he pulled up. I was dolo. He came with his man. He was like, yo, bro, I ain't think you really was going to be here. I was like, yeah, nigga.
Why you do things like that?
Because, like, I'm outside. Like,
that's,
you know what I mean?
Up.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to say nothing on the internet that I want to say to nobody's face.
Right.
So, and that's what I want. The first fucking 2 weeks I was on Twitter, I pistol whipped the nigga.
Wow.
That's how I got known. Niggas was like, I didn't know what was going on. Like, a dude, like, retweeted me, and I heard it was, like, some shit, fake followers and shit. I didn't understand it.
Uh-huh.
So, like, my name was, like, attached to his name, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck you did? Made me follow you? Some dumb shit.
Right.
And then the nigga was like, yo, you talking all that shit? You from the East, where at? And I met the nigga by Boulevard, put a gun all in his face.
Mm.
But, that's besides the point. It's all about the kids.
That's real Twitter thugging.
It just felt like it deserved a clap. Come on. Your studio audience, man.
It's all about the kids, man.
Yeah, bad example. We're clapping for
it's all about balance.
It's all about,
take a
all about giving
Duce.
Back.
Take a shot of Duce and have a sip of drink. You know what I mean?
It's all about giving back, you know?
That's what's up. So, Now, so from the beginning, you was with, what is it called, Loudspeaker?
Loudspeakers Network, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From the beginning, Loudspeaker Network, you was with them?
Got up with Chris Morrow. He was like, yo, I'm going to take you out the hood, man.
Now, Charlamagne put you with
him? White dudes do, yeah.
Okay, and he had not heard, like, he heard you talk before? Like, how did you get...
Well, he was following me on Twitter already for a minute.
Okay.
And he was like, this nigga's a maniac. Like, we can't do no show with this dude.
Right.
And, you know, he keep, like, but Charlamagne and Kid Fury, they the biggest dudes. So he, like... He like, yo, if they saying so, it gotta be something. So he took the chance. And even the first couple months and shit, he was just nervous, texting me about everything. Tex, I don't think you can say that. And I'm like, fuck that shit. You know what I mean?
You can say whatever you want over here. Militate Me Crazy Raw Radio. Let's do it. Come on.
You just made up a new podcast?
A new podcast.
That's our own radio show, Drink Jazz Radio.
Listen, man.
We just
going with the flow.
Yeah,
we used to have a radio show on XM, and that's what it was called right there.
Right. So what you gonna do? Now you're gonna do a live podcast, correct?
Yeah, I'm doing a live podcast, SVA Theater, March 26th, Saturday.
Mm.
500 people sold out, 24 hours.
Mm.
I just want people to speak respectfully to me, you know what I mean?
So now you're gonna interview the crowd?
Yeah, how does that go down?
It's just a live podcast. I'm doing a podcast in front of 500 people, you know what I mean? I'm just giving them a live experience.
So the same thing you do, but just people watching, audience.
Exactly, just an audience.
Now, do they interact in the show at all?
Yeah, I'm gonna interact with the crowd and things like that. You know, I got tricks up my sleeve. You know what I mean? I'm a half clever dude, so you know what I mean? I got some shit for the audience and shit like that. It's gonna be an experience, man. If y'all in New York on Saturday, come out, man.
This Saturday I'm in Virginia.
Ooh.
Trying to get that bag.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
man.
I'm trying to get that bag.
Could have had the greatest experience of your life.
I'm about to cancel my show. I'm giving back the check. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. But what was your favorite, like, when you did this shit, you was like, yo, I could do this. Like, when you started it, like, what was your favorite guest or most memorable
My first episode. You know, my first episode, I had got like 40,000 listens, and I didn't know that was big. But I actually thought I would do like 10,000, you know what I mean? I said, I'll probably do 10,000, you know what I mean, my first show or whatever.
Right.
And then I did 40. Mm. So then, like, I didn't know how big it was.
And how long did you get that, the 40?
That day? Yeah. Right. Yeah, that day. So
you're putting a lot of pressure on us.
No, I'm like, damn.
Nah,
we can get it in a week.
Don't get it twisted, though. It was really for that show, I think, because it was the debut.
Okay.
So I did 40 that show
and
that day.
Any guest on that show?
Sasha Devaye.
Mm, that's the chick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sasha co-hosted the show with me, and we just went in. She not thick. Puerto Rican, all natural.
Bartender, yeah.
Nice little, know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was in 50 movie.
Mm.
50 was fucking in the shower.
Mm. Let's make some noise for 50 fucking in the shower. That just felt right. It felt right.
Giving
so
back
now,
to the community.
What was one of your most, like, memorable? Would you say Joe Biden?
That's a great fan, man.
Huh?
You know, not really, because... You know, I always thought that eventually I was going to have to kick a nigga out the room.
I didn't
think it was Joe, though.
You
seriously
didn't think it was going
to
be Joe?
Nah, I didn't. Like, you know, everybody around us was, like, calling us, like, yo, I don't know if we can do this thing. You know, Joe, yo, please don't fight Joe when y'all do the interview. People were saying this. So I feel like
talking
people,
about Joe
like,
Biden's people.
Yeah, I feel like people threw, like, bad energy on it, because I never had that mission. Like it was like,
and you speak to Joe because I this is like off the record when we was walking in. He was like, I told Joe to come over here, right? As you said, to come engine room.
Didn't you say he mentioned us?
I seen Joe Buttons and I asked him. He said, he said he bigged us up. So you big up Joe Buttons, but you didn't see Tax and Joe Buttons encounter. It was the most weirdest, awkwardest, craziest. Shit, like, cause
tell me,
Tax is for argument's sake, he's a nigga's nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a hood nigga, and Joe is like not a nigga. He's a different.
He's this fake
dude.
Square. You know what I mean?
Oh, we already know what this is.
He's a fake square because he tries to act like he's square to everything. I said, but I got tight was he started talking about the street talk, the jail talk. I was like, you sound like a fucking white nigga from fucking Ohio talking about the street talk. You a dope fiend to get locked up every week. How the fuck you gonna act like you don't know what I'm talking about? Don't try to act like this square. Dude, you understand what I'm saying? I asked the motherfucker a question that he just answered on Breakfast Club, and he answered me differently. You understand?
This is y'all in your show.
Yeah, in my show. Right, I asked him a question. Other. I was like, yo, what's up? Like, yo, did you sit on the bitch titties and choke her? Whatever she said. And he like, What he said? He's like, I said, is she lying about you? He said, I don't know. You would have to ask her. Yeah. So I said, why I gotta ask her? I'm asking you. I'm asking you if she lying on you. So he playing all these fucking word semantics that he be playing on the, on these bitches he fuck with from the third world countries. And I was trying to explain to him. I said, my nigga, I'm not them, my nigga. Right, I was educated. Right. I was educated in Brooklyn, New York, in Elmira Correctional Facility. You understand what I'm saying? Don't try to run that bullshit game on me. Like, you would have to ask her. And then his man Rory to do the podcast with him, he's trying to make it understandable. Like, no, what he's saying
like
is
media training.
Is.
Media training.
He really like he was saying it like he was really breaking some discovery shit out of me. Like, no, what he's saying, Tax, is this. I was like, you love this nigga that much that you gonna dish the bullshit out with him. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna go back and check this episode out. Nah, this amazing.
This shit was crazy because the internet, what the internet did was just because what the internet did was at first, the clips that I saw was like him leaving. It was like, and he's like yelling at him, but he's like, be safe, beloved. Like, he's like, yeah, I think one of us got a bounce. I think it's time for you to go. Like, and it's like, it's just mad awkward. And he's like, and Joe was sitting there with coffee and
shit. You got video of this shit?
No, it's on the internet.
It's on YouTube. Joe was like, you know what? I think it's time for me to go.
Yeah, it's time for me to go. Because you could tell Joe didn't want to, like, be suckered out. Like, so he was standing there trying to hold it down. And he's like, but he's saying, what he's saying to him is respectful, though. He's like, be safe, though, beloved. Like, it's like, yeah, I think you should go. Like, you know what I'm saying? But he's like, it's respectful what he's saying, but his mannerism is like, please, I'm gonna choke you. Like,
that's what it really was in a nutshell. That was like Morse code for.
And I think I asked you this on your podcast, but would you ever do his podcast?
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't care. You know, I don't care no more. I seen him at Henny Palooza and shit. You know, I just was telling somebody that story too, man, because. I seen Joe at Henny Palooza, and I walked up to him on the stage. I'm like, yo, what's up, son? You said I won't smack the shit out you, you know what I mean? And he was like, Tax, I'm still befuddled at all of this.
And, I love that voice.
And he went into the word. I just was like,
yo, hold on.
I had to really...
That was the best Joe impression ever. Oh, my God. Can you say that one more time, please?
I'm still befuddled at all of this. I don't understand. So you know what I mean? I was like, I thought about the shit. We was at Henny Palooza, you know what I mean? A good party, and I was like, you know what? I ain't here to fuck these niggas party up. Shit ain't that serious. Yo, whatever, man. Gave the nigga a pound. I walked away, but man, I never said this shit out loud, man, but when I turned around, man, it was two dudes behind me, man, that was standing there like they was holding Joe down. I want y'all to know I remembered y'all.
Right.
I want you to know.
Right.
I just want you to know. You know who you are.
Right.
So, you know, if I decide, I don't know.
Right.
If I decide to smack you, you know where it came
from.
Because it was hilarious.
Down,
like, what the fuck was y'all niggas gonna do?
Right.
What was y'all? Because I am confused to this day. Because it was mad funny. I'm like,
because what that word he used? He said he
I couldn't believe it.
Befuddled.
Befuddled.
What does that mean, God? I don't know what that means.
I can't spell befuddled.
Befuddled doesn't even know what befuddled means.
I ain't gonna lie. I be wanting to use words like that. That's why.
No, that's one of those words you could just use, and it doesn't.
But that's why Joe. That's why Joe be getting these bitches. Yeah. These bitches dropped out in the second grade, got a leotard by sixth, started bartending by eighth grade.
It was befuddled.
And he start hitting them with befuddled, and they be like, he's intelligent. Right. You know what I mean?
He just
like,
befuddled me.
Nigga, no. Nigga, no. Eight words more than you. You out here calling the nigga intelligent.
He does play the intelligent role. Like,
nigga's a manipulator.
He be his pea coats. He be having the Steve Garvey pea coats.
Yeah. Now that's I like how Joe. I like that Joe is him. You know what I mean? That's what I like about Joe.
He's always
like I like Joe. You know what I mean? It's just that's how I said the manipulation shit. I can't deal with it. Like you got to know when to turn your shit off and when to turn it off. I used to have a friend that used to be around me. Right. This nigga was running around. I didn't know he was doing this, but I ended up finding out he was running around lying to bitches saying he had cancer, had bitches giving him money, all types of shit. But what? And I heard about
it, crazy.
But I didn't acknowledge it. I never asked him about it. But then he tried to do it to bitches to be around us. And it was like, wait up. These girls be with us. Now you violating. You bringing that over here. You do what you do over there. It's the same thing. You can manipulate these hoes, but you got to know who to do that with. You do that with them. You don't do that with me.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's it. The same way how any nigga in the street, you going to violate certain people and y'all choosing your battles.
Right.
Choose your battle. Don't do that shit with me. That's it. I'm not going to allow you to insult my intelligence.
What happened to that fan, beloved?
You could hear it. We was hearing it. Yeah, Brian, was the fan cool?
Beloved. You got to keep it on
real.
I'll put it low.
Real low. Real low. Because I could hear it, so that's why I turned it off.
Because that shit, I was befuddled just now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it.
How about now?
You still befuddled?
Still hear it.
Okay. You still hear it? All right.
It's a Dominican podcast. Okay.
How about if we put it down?
Yeah, try it.
Put
it
below the mics. Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Fan. Drink Chance Radio.
Nah, that's how you move,
professional,
man.
Unprofessional.
The most unprofessional. Y'all niggas is real niggas.
We're not editing that. If you got to go to the bathroom right now, go to the bathroom. Make yourself a drink.
Yo, listen.
We the only podcast you can make a drink. And you're not going
to
miss nothing.
Has to use the bathroom at some point. Niggas is like, all right, cool. Just cut the mic off.
They hear us.
We wait for you.
We checking your phone like you checking your phone right now.
It's a fact. It's a fact.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So now another thing that you you've been seeming to be very, very on point with, like the new New York. Mm-hmm. Like, first time I ever heard Dave East was when you mentioned him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You was, like, you know, blowing this shit up. Now, first time I heard Manolo Rose, you put me on, too. How do you be knowing who's the next nigga?
I kind of listen to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really do. Like, I listen to links and my people that people send me. I be listening. That's why I talk so much shit. They don't understand that. When I be like, y'all niggas is bad, I be meaning it. I be like, just chew this up and shut up because I don't want to point you, I don't want to single you out and tell you bad. You know what I mean? I'm just giving y'all the input. Like, I heard this shit. The shit ain't that good. You know what I mean? So, like, I be hearing everything. And then I just, like, what I do is I play records around females and I watch their reactions. So, and it, you know, I don't tell them, yo, listen to this. I just put it on.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I watch their reactions. I watch how they move. I watch how they get off the phone. I watch how their bodies start jerking while they busy doing something else. And that's how I usually know what's good and what's not. You know what I mean? I just put it on. Because, see, women is going to tell you. They're going to be like, this shit is whack. Like, and I ain't saying they the best judges, but when you do it around several different women and you're getting the same vibes, you understand, like, this could be it. You know what I mean? So that's usually I choose them. And I find shit. I just watch the kids. You know what I mean? Like, I always knew to watch the youth because I've been young. And even when I was grown, I was acting young. So I always knew that's where it's really at. That's where the culture is. So you can't abandon the young people. That's why I always be mad shitting on the OGs and shit like that. Like old dickheads like Ebro from Hot 97. You know what I mean? I be trying to put them niggas in their place because they old haters. Every single person from New York City that I promoted, Ebro had shitted on them first. And then Dick rode them. You know what I mean? Right after, like, because we were in New York City and we're going to do this. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
You know what the crazy shit is? We had left Ebro and he picked you up. I'm gonna be honest with you. He got to. Right.
He got to. How he not? Don't nobody listen to his fucking show. He gotta big me up. Ain't nobody listen to that Beats One show. Whack ass show.
It's all up. We're gonna change the subject right now.
You know what I mean?
How did you start juicing?
Got to. I mean, the shows is wet.
This is angry juice, I think, right here.
The shows is wet.
Carrots and juice. You know, don't go together.
I call that look at me juice because you think everybody wants to fight you.
Who? The Duce?
Any dark liquor like that, like the Kavassi is.
So now only you had Hov on your Snapchat before DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
How did that go down? How did that go down?
This.
Yeah.
Niggas hit me. I was doing a Vlad interview. They was like, yo, Hov want to meet you.
In Roc Nation at that time.
No, I was down a block. Okay. I was doing Vlad a couple blocks away.
Okay.
And I got a text, and it was like, yo, Hov want to meet you. And then I looked at the text. The shit was an hour and a half ago. Right. I was like, damn.
Right.
Hov is in Dubai already. That shit was an hour and 40 minutes ago. I said, Hov is in Dubai right now. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I just went over there, you know what I mean?
And kicked it
with the guard.
And how was that? Because I know you respect Hov a lot.
Nah, that's my pops, you know what I mean? I ain't tell a nigga that he's my pops, you know what I mean? I ain't want the nigga to know.
You and Charlamagne say, what are y'all? When can you?
Oh, yeah, that's him. I don't give a fuck about Oprah. But, you know what I mean? I respect her and shit, but she ain't nobody that influential to me, you know what I mean? I respect Jay-Z.
Niggas shit on Oprah on our podcast, you know my nigga. We're not going to last long.
Nah, I'm not.
We got canceled already.
It was a shot at Oprah.
It's not Oprah shots and Oprah's who she is. But as far as like, you know, people like, you know, I always tell people my father died when I was 8.
Right.
So I was raised off of Biggie lyrics and Nas lyrics and Jay-Z lyrics and jewels that they gave.
Yep.
I told niggas a little while ago, I said, man, you could raise a kid in New York City just off Kiss bars. You know what I mean? And it's so much jewels.
Come on, studio audience, let's make some noise. We're raising a kid.
Make real noise. Come on, goddammit.
Danny Kiss blew me up yesterday. He embarrassed me, my brother. He embarrassed me yesterday. Let me let you finish. You could raise the kids off Kiss bars. That's where you left off.
But yeah, you know what I mean? I told niggas you could raise a kid off Kiss bars. And Jay-Z raised us with his bars. It was points in Jay's life where he was changing his life. And he was getting to that point to where, yo, I'm about to get on my grown man shit. And niggas started getting on their grown man shit. Like, niggas was like, yo, you know what? It's time to take care of business. It's time to look like an adult. When you had the little button up phase and all that shit, and it was excuse me, because you remember he said, how does shit go? Is Jigga man take that do rag off? I made a U turn. Mom dropping you back off. Right. Jigga, why you do that for?
Oh, yeah, this is Jay-Z.
You know what I mean?
Too.
Thug nigga to the end, tell a friend, bitch. Right. But then, evolution, you get older, and it's like, I take the do-rag off, you know what I mean? I'm getting to this next level. So it's like, you grow with motherfuckers.
Helping people evolve.
Exactly. Yeah. You grow with motherfuckers, and that's why it's like Hov raised niggas. He raised the generation, you know what I mean?
And was he as cool as, like, that's your first time meeting him, or you met him before?
Yeah, that was my first time meeting. Like, he's a, niggas cooler than I thought. And I guess he was real cool with me, because people was hitting me in the office after, like, you're the only person to have Jay-Z in there for 3 hours.
Right.
And da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, so it wasn't just, y'all was sitting there talking, building.
We was talking for like 3 hours.
Right.
You know what I mean? The dude who put me in a meeting with him, he was like, yo, I've never even spoken to him that long before. And I've been working for him for years.
Oh, shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now, y'all Brooklyn niggas. Y'all Brooklyn niggas.
That shit, I didn't even know I was talking to the nigga. That's what's funny. That's how real it was. Like, you know how, like, you think, like, you're gonna see Jay.
Yeah.
He walked in the room. He was like, yo, what up? Like, did some shit like this. I was like, what the fuck? And then we was kicking it for like 3 hours. But I didn't realize, no lie, that I was really talking to Jay until I put that snap up.
Right.
And I didn't know.
You put the snap up before the conversation, or that was the last thing?
That was the last thing. That was really the last bit of the convo.
Right.
So it was like, we were sitting there, and I was like, yo, I got to put you on snap. You know what I mean?
What did he say when you said that?
He ain't say shit. He was like, you know what I mean? Right. And then I put him on. So he knew what I was doing. I put him on this shit. And then that shit went up, and I didn't know what I did until TMZ hit me 20 minutes later.
What?
Right.
Like, did Jay-Z allow you to do that? I was like, huh? I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I got scared and shit. I started wondering, like, did the nigga allow me to do that shit?
The Illuminati didn't allow you.
Word.
Right. Now, when you had that, did you say to yourself, man, I made it. Like, Jay-Z not only recognized, because, you know, Jay called me about your podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, did you say to yourself, like, man, like, was that a very proud moment for you? Like, did you want to tell your parents or something?
It really
like,
didn't hit me still. You know what? When it hit me? It really didn't hit me still, even when I posted it and it went on TMZ and all that shit. What it hit me was when...
The snap went on TMZ too?
Yeah, they put it on there. That shit was in everything you could think about. There's so many different writings. Jay-Z's friend, Tack Stone, from back in Marcy.
Wow.
I was like, nigga, I ain't from no Marcy. I don't know Jay-Z.
You got new groupies after that, though.
But, this is when I knew it was serious.
Your pussy game has
When the white people started calling me, like, so, Jay... I'm like, Jay, what? Nigga, like, what the fuck? Like,
on a first name?
No, like, they was just started offering me money. Like, you Jay-Z friend. Right. I was like, yeah, we're great friends.
But was both y'all, that incident, connected?
No, he asked me that on his podcast.
Right, but when did you meet him? After that?
Yeah, he met him after that.
So do you think that was connected?
No,
him wanting to meet him?
Do you want me
to
tell you the truth?
Yeah.
I think Hov was on his podcast from the beginning. One, he was on his podcast because he's a Brooklyn nigga. And two, this nigga podcast is really like that in the streets.
Yeah.
Like, so, and Hov don't want to miss a beat.
Yeah, he knew.
You know what I'm saying?
He knew of more than I ever thought.
Right.
Scared me a little bit.
I remember he did Bleaks. Bleak did your podcast. Bleak said something like, you asked Bleak a question like, yo, did Hov really move such and such and such and such? And I think Bleak said, Bleak said, man, you know, that was just Jay-Z bars. And then Bleak told me, Hov called him and said, yo, listen, nigga. And flipped on him. Same way, like with me.
Check this out.
This is both through his shit. You know what I'm saying? This is both through his part. So was it that moment you realized that, like, yo, everybody's watching me?
Yeah, that's when I realized, you know, that's when I actually realized how hard it is to get next to Hov. You know what I mean? Because, like, Bleak already was like, yeah, you know, bring, you know what I mean? Hov or whatever, you know what I mean? Right. But that's when I realized how hard it is to get next to him, because it was people that had been in the industry for years, huge people, and they were just like, so Jay-Z. And I'm like, what, nigga? Like you've been in the industry for a year. You never seen the dude or nothing? Like, then that's when I realized, I was like, oh, that's really some, this is really some shit. Like, this was a privilege. I didn't realize it. I thought my pops just was acknowledging me finally. Like, son, I've seen you. You've done great work.
You made it.
You know what I mean? You've done great in the community. So I didn't, dead ass, I really didn't know until these people kept reaching out to me. These was huge people with accomplishments in the industry for years. And I'm like, oh, shit. This is some shit. You know what I mean? So, shout out to Hov.
Now, as far as bringing it right back to podcast, who would be your dream person to have on your podcast?
My dream person would be Rihanna.
I would dream that too. I would sniff her chair when she left.
I don't know why I think she'd just throw her pussy right in my mouth. I just get that vibe from her. Like she'd grab my head, like sun me, like, yo, come here. I'd be like, yo, you wildin'. What you doing? Like a straight hoe. I act like a straight hoe for that bitch. And shout out to Rihanna. I love you.
There'll be no interview.
I ain't gonna cry. He just broke me down like that. I just thought about that. I was like, yeah, I'll do that too.
She just sung you one time. Like, yo, come here.
And you know what makes Rihanna sexy is that she smoke weed. Yeah, and she smoke a blunt. It's not like the joint niggas. Fuck y'all niggas. Cool. Y'all think y'all cooler
joint
than
ass niggas.
Joint niggas. You think you cooler than the
smoking
girl.
White boys.
Fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got respect. I got love for y'all, but let me just tell y'all. Fuck y'all. You know, when you smoke a blunt, you know a blunt, a backwood, Garcia Vega, you know, something that's brown. Like, I know you hoodie.
Exactly.
I know you hoodie. 100%. Yo, Charlamagne, they didn't call that. I think he's lost, man. But when I see her in all the pictures, when she's smoking, as she's smoking a blunt. Yo, there's more ice in there or no? Yeah, I get some ice.
This is the time where the listeners could take a break. Go take a leak.
Check
your phone real quick.
For me?
Post something.
Yeah.
Twitter that you like what you're listening to.
Yes.
And come back.
Thank you, big man.
Yo, what the fuck is the Wi-Fi in here?
Shit, my shit working.
Right, is there a Wi-Fi here?
Yeah.
Hold on. You want to stop the? Oh, downstairs. He said he's downstairs.
Yeah. And we probably won't even edit
it. Get a Wi-Fi.
I want to start this shit where you could get up and it's in the distance and you take it.
Nah, that's how you got to do, man. Because, you know, when I first started my podcast, I was trying to be, like, critical and, you know, do. What? And I had to realize
that's what this
you just got to
be yourself and just
it's
let
a
it free go.
Free for all, man. Like, just, you know, just be you and just give the people some good content. You know what I mean?
Right. You gotta give us tips though, because this is all new to us.
Definitely. Listen, you the podcast god.
What's the podcast?
Podcast god.
That's new shit. We do podcasts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Befuddled by the podcast.
Yeah. Hold up. Who turned into Rikers Island in here?
Turn down.
Turn the lights back on. There's way too many dudes in here.
Boris,
oh my god. Look at that. Look at that. He got the balance. Look at him.
You
got the good salad.
Yo,
baby kale salads on delivery.
No. He got his
assistant. Stay in here if you don't want to.
Yeah, no. Let him stay in here. This is studio audience.
All right, no
problem. Yeah,
no, don't want to stay in here.
Yeah.
Right. I got a cool room outside.
Okay, cool.
Can hear this room.
Cool. No, we need them
you
in here.
Can hear and see.
Look at Beloved. Beloved eating a salad.
Baby kale salads on delivery.
I got a snack.
That's true definition of chivalry.
This how you know when a nigga is just getting a lot of money. He got an assistant bringing him a salad.
It's our assistant.
No, he got his own assistant.
No, that's our CBS dude.
No, my assistant.
His assistant.
I'm about to say.
He got his own.
So his assistant linked with our assistant.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Linked with our assistant. Yeah. Oh, homeboy's our assistant?
Yeah, we're
claiming him. Let's make some noise for assistants in the world. God damn it. Come on. Yo, studio audience.
Yo, make some motherfucking noise. Y'all got to be times 10.
Yo, for the people that know, it's so hot in here, everybody is leaving. So if they hear you remaining, if you remain in this office right now, and Charlamagne said he's downstairs,
you're
so
definitely
that's
hot.
A wonderful thing. Tell me when you're in the 44th floor.
My ears popped when I got up here. I ain't used to that.
Yeah?
You made me a drink?
Nah, come on. Yeah. I'll take a little bit more. Do we don't got no more pineapple?
No. We got
fake pineapple. Yo, who buys just pineapple? Yo,
real ass niggas for that. Real niggas for that.
Nah, my nigga, them niggas ain't real for that.
Just playing that, with real pineapple.
This is just immature. It's irresponsible. It's irresponsible. Yo, my man.
Damn, CBS.
They ain't got no juice. They ain't got no juice up here, right? Soda machine.
I think he'll bring you lobster if you need it.
You gotta sign a contract.
Like Minute Maid or something. Like it's not just not.
You gotta sign a contract.
My brother, to get on the Wi-Fi
in this building.
My brother, that's what I'm talking about, baby. We blowing up.
Yo,
man.
What is that feedback? Brian, you hear that?
All the way up.
Checking in. Desk, yep. Oh, damn, we should.
Yeah. Oh, it might be your headphone. It might be his headphone, maybe.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard it for a second.
I heard it too.
Yeah.
And you gave Charlamagne name downstairs, right? Or no?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Let me tell homeboy that just walked out. Yeah, I'll tell
you
who's
going
down. I did tell her Charlamagne was coming.
Oh, you
coming.
Did?
I did.
All right, cool. I did too. But I didn't give her his government.
I probably waxed and shit. Waxed probably with him too.
Look at him. Niggas eating food on our podcast. He's the first one to eat food on our podcast. It but it's
real
salad.
Nigga shit.
It's salad. Come on, y'all. Make some fucking noise.
And if I would have knew. And if I would have knew, right. I would have bought some pussy to eat on the podcast.
We would enjoy that.
You know what I mean?
I heard a little feedback again. I think it's me when I back up. Is it me when
Thank
I back
you,
up?
Beats.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Come on, what is that? Beats.
Yo, how come y'all got the big cups and I got the little homie cup?
Yeah.
Huh? Nah, I'm good.
Are you befuddled?
I'm good with. I'm befuddled.
Are you befuddled?
We said we not on the list. Hold on. Let's stop it.
I sent him down.
You sent?
Huh? I'm befuddled also.
Yeah.
Write the name down.
I'm also befuddled.
Homie,
he's on his way down together.
You ever be home late at night by yourself and just get befuddled?
Yeah, what's the
under the blankets all by yourself and you just befuddled? Mm-hmm.
Wait, befuddled. What are we doing? We under the
befuddled
blankets
and huddled.
Befuddled. Listen, we gonna make befuddled hot on the street.
No, that's the word.
Are we gonna have to pay publishing on that?
We have to make some shirts.
Because he really said that though to you. He said befuddled.
That is.
What you need to do is be like, yo, you befuddled me.
It's Leonard. Oh shit.
Yeah. I don't be lying.
You need the government, so you think homeboy got him right?
He'll
get him in. All right, cool.
I got some old blood nigga from California out here lying on me right now.
Wait, what happened?
What's going on?
I punched that nigga in his fucking head.
What happened? What's going on?
You know what? I'm sorry, man.
We don't want to be the precursor to
you're
a crime
old
right
dumb
now.
Nigga.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me explain this real fast.
Explain it.
Kale, let's do it.
When I was a young lad, when I was a young lad, I started gangbanging, right? Like 98. I turned blood.
Out here?
In New York City, right?
98, you said?
Yeah, 1998.
Okay, cool.
And I always tell people the story. I just put a red flag on and said I was blood one day.
Right.
Because I was tough, ain't nobody say nothing. They just jacked it.
Right.
You know, I was an asset. You were an asset to a gang when you tough. So they like, this nigga tough. He with us. You know what I mean? So whatever. And as we went on, I didn't like the dude. And when you too tough, you just can't have nobody over you. Mm-hmm. So I was like, listen, I'm just blood. I ain't no set. Like I was on some tough shit. Me and my mans just made our own set. Like no lie. Like
Universal
literally.
Blood.
Right. Made our own set, right?
Right.
And T. Rogers reached out to us. Mm-hmm. He came to New York City. He was doing a gang summit, a speech at John Jay College. So we went and held him down right when he came out here. So we told him, like, yo, my nigga, we made this shit up, my nigga. Like, I told him everything. He had some Piru dude with him from L.A. named Twilight Bay. They was like, yo, go ahead. You could do it. It's yours. You know what I mean? So now we feeling like we official because we got these West Coast niggas. You know what I mean? The moral of the story is this. I don't give a fuck about gangs, right? I don't give a fuck about who in the gang. I don't care about no big homies. I don't care about little homies. You understand me? I shoot all y'all niggas. You understand? And that's what we got to get clear. Because I've been to prison. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody in the gang do nothing for me when I was in jail. Mm. You know what I did in jail? I sold drugs and just put work in. And when I had to realize, I had to sit there and say, yo, man, what the fuck is my homies? Are these my homies? These ain't my homies, my nigga. And I don't need no family. I was selling drugs by myself, getting my own money, getting visits from my own bitches. I ain't need nobody to hook me up with their cousins. I ain't need no sisters. Then I realized that I said, yo, it was a little young dumb nigga, and they gave this nigga status just because he hooked the nigga up with his with the big homie.
Girl,
some shit like that. Yeah, some weird shit nigga hooked his sister up with the big homie. Right. Now he got status. And I just couldn't understand. And I said, you know what? This is a sad world. And it's a sad business. It's a business that a nigga shouldn't be in because it's old beef. It ain't no bread. Can't make a sandwich. Dig what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck this shit. So I had to really realize. I was like, yo, we've been poisoned to the point to where we in civilization writing niggas that's in jail asking them what we should do in civilization. You understand me? What the fuck are you doing writing a nigga that got 35 years in jail asking him how you should move with your iPhone?
Right.
This nigga has never seen an iPod. Right.
First generation.
You understand what I'm saying? These niggas ain't been on the street since fucking beepers, and you asking this nigga how you should move.
Right.
All this nigga know is crack houses. He ain't never even seen the nigga move no work off the phone.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So I had to come to the realization that we was out here destroying instead of building. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, I always tell people Bloods in New York City was created because the oppression from Latinos, the blacks, was getting in jail. Mm-hmm. Latin kings ran to jail and blacks felt like, yo, these niggas be sunning us, whatever, and I don't know, whatever. It was created from there. You understand? But the point is that where everything is supposed to be for oppression, gangs even on the West Coast, it came from the Panthers and shit like that. You know what I mean? Trying to protect the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
It all goes wrong some way.
Yeah.
But once it goes wrong, it's wrong. Don't try to tell me it's right.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying. I'm a grown man. I'm a nigga that survived out here for years. I done did mad fucking dirt. That's why it's a blessing for me to live. That's why I talk shit, because I could die tomorrow. I'm cool.
Right.
I'm cool. You could kill me, nigga. Right. My little brother not a gangster. He ain't grow up to be like me. I'm cool with that. That's all I wanted to do in life. So that's why when niggas tell all that fake gangster shit about your set, the niggas talking about paying when niggas come to LA and all that shit, man.
Right. So
listen, man, you gonna
die. You say you caught beef or some shit like that?
No, this dude is like, he heard my interview on Vlad telling the story, so he's like telling dudes some word to me like, oh, Tax is lying. I went to his hood and told him, y'all niggas is fake. And you, I said, you telling me you went to my hood and told me
East New York,
we fake.
Right.
And you still alive to talk about this shit. That don't even sound right. That don't sound right, beloved. Like, you know what I mean? So
every nigga I was ever locked up with from East New York, they had a body. That's a fact. That's like they don't do no other crime in East New York. They just kill you. Like,
yeah,
that's
like
it.
I can't even explain it to this day. And I'm from the East, like, my whole life. And I really can't explain it because I don't even realize that many niggas
I knew
dead.
So many niggas from East New York. That when I went to another house and I met somebody, I was like, "Where you from? Where you from? East New York? Oh, you got a body, right?" He's like, "How you know?" Like, all y'all niggas got bodies. So I feel you. And you said this guy's from the West Coast. He's from the
He's from the West Coast. I got respect
he's from
for the
East
dude,
Coast.
But he's sending false propaganda, and I know it's him because the dude who said it, he said something that was true. That was true. He was like, when T. Rogers came to your hood, he came with Bloods from Jersey. And which was true. He came with Holiday Red from Bix Deuce, Mar Piru from Newark.
Right.
And he'll tell you the same thing.
Charlamagne Tha God just stepped in the building.
Like
God
that.
Damn it. God damn it. Let's make some noise for Charlamagne Tha God. Come on, come on. Studio audience is getting worse and worse.
Charlamagne Tha Jeezy.
It's nice and balanced in here. Type's got a salad and some cognac.
We got that 1738 come on.
It's about 47 felonies in here.
Fat.
26 guns.
Yep.
Oh, you ain't get the 1738.
Bodies.
Yep.
We got you that. Look, we got
okay.
Feedback.
All right.
Oh, I think man.
This shit for real. See, I don't like when I come to places like this because the name of the show, The Drink Champs.
Yeah, and
you actually
can't
got
say
alcohol.
No. Yeah,
you. When have you ever come to the Breakfast Club and it's been breakfast?
Never.
That's what I'm saying.
Never.
True. You branded the right way.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's get you a shot in you. Pause. Pause. Let's get that.
No, I'm a sip. I don't.
You know what I mean. Well, thank you for coming to my
podcast. Thank you for having me,
you
my brother.
The same
Yo,
intro.
It's me.
You guys
it's
do
me.
The same intro.
Hey, hold on. Is
get your sway
is the
intro
feedback
on.
Me?
I think it's you. Maybe pull up my back a bit.
Okay, like that.
Well, no. you just go back.
Me go back?
And you're too close to everything else.
Okay, all right, cool. Get the fuck away.
You got white people.
Get the fuck
right
away.
Show.
That's right, baby.
Come on, man.
White people is
better than that.
White people is the new black.
We better than that.
White people is the new black. Let's make some noise. Let's make some noise. White people is the new black. White people is the new black, baby. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah,
man.
White people ain't felt them levels of oppression yet. I've never seen oppressed white people until Donald Trump ran for motherfucking president. All them poor white niggas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Down south. Them motherfuckers look oppressed.
Right out the trailer park.
Right out the trailer park.
They like Trump that nigga. That's how they talking. That's what they, the white people know.
We never even knew them niggas existed.
No, no, I knew they was poor white trash.
On straight meth. On straight meth. Wow.
That's the people who make the meth. Them niggas right there.
I knew they existed. I just didn't know they were oppressed. Because down south, you'll still have those poor white people like that still think they better than us because they white.
Right.
They are oppressed.
They super poor. They poorer than you and they still think they better than
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Right,
but they decide when they oppressed.
That's crazy. I never thought we was going to be political on this show, but niggas just brought up Donald Trump.
I invited.
Tax Stone just said, fuck Oprah.
No,
like, we're not going to last long.
Tax, you ain't say that.
We're not saying fuck Oprah, man.
Why you got beef with Oprah?
I don't beef with Oprah.
This is the rumor. We already spread it. Tax said fuck Oprah.
Listen, he said Charlamagne is a... Winfrey knows
Pinky,
Carter.
Pinky Smith, Winfrey knows Carter.
I said, Winfrey ain't part of that for me. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's Carter's. It's Beyonce. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Pinky Smith.
They could do no wrong.
Yeah, I fuck with the Smiths. You know what I mean?
If Jaden was your little brother, how would you treat him?
I'd slap the shit out that little nigga.
who was your little brother?
Jaden Smith.
Oh, yeah.
I'd slap that little nigga a couple times.
It's a little awkward.
He seems smart. Yo, that's the only thing with this kid. Like, he seem a little too smart. He's so smart that I don't be wanting to give my opinion on him because I think he gonna do some great shit soon. Like,
nah, I call him the Gandhi of our time. He's the Gandhi of our generation. Because if you look at some of Gandhi's quotes, they ain't really make too much sense until you read them.
Hit me with one of them.
Like he said,
you're befuddled right now?
I'm befuddled.
Hold on, let me Google. I don't want to misquote Gandhi. Hold on.
That's mad funny.
That's when you know a nigga smart. Nigga, hold up, son. I know you're up there.
You don't want to misquote Gandhi.
I don't want to misquote Gandhi.
Where did Drink Champ just go right now?
Just somebody just say fuck Gandhi real quick.
No.
Let's just balance it real quick. Just somebody just yell it out.
Yeah, like he said, the weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. I never liked that quote because I think forgiveness is overrated. I think it's some things. I think some offenses aren't forgivable,
like murder.
I agree.
Somebody clap your mama, you're not gonna forgive them for what? That shit's stupid.
Rape your sister?
No, fuck them. Fuck them forever.
I think, on some G shit though. I always tell people. I think Martin was stronger than Malcolm.
Mm.
Yes.
You know why? Because he could take a rock. He could take a rock and not. That's strength. Because I'm trying to look for that strength to where I could take a hit and just look the other way. You know what I mean?
Your beloved. You ain't fine.
I'm too weak.
You know what Tax is saying is real.
Yeah.
Because I think of another great civil rights leader of our time, Jay-Z, when he said it's hard not to kill niggas. It's like a full-time job not to kill niggas. So the fact that Martin could
the fact that Martin
did not kill motherfuckers so easily, he's a strong motherfucker.
And Martin was running Triz, too. He was getting
pussy.
He was getting pussy.
Martin was out here.
He deserved it.
Martin was out here getting busy.
He deserved it.
I think Martin was popping niggas on the low. Like, at nighttime, he was shooting niggas.
Come on.
I think Martin was a shooter. Let's just spread the rumor right now. Come on, everybody make some noise for Martin.
Martin Luther was a shooter.
It is facts to that.
You know what?
He used to carry guns.
I just made it up.
He used to carry guns, but then he stopped, and he let the people around him carry guns. But when John F. Kennedy got assassinated, he made everybody around him stop carrying guns because he was like, what's the point? If they can get him, they can get any of us. So let's just have faith in a higher power. That is a fact.
That is hard. We learning something on here. I'm getting offended. Because
you don't want to learn that.
I want this to be ignorant. Niggas got smart.
He wants people to go backwards.
I feel like I just read something.
Charlamagne is too smart. That's what it is. Charlamagne knows to use his smarts. As dumb as he is.
That's right.
That nigga, you gotta. I told niggas the end of uncommon sense when he do the righteous ratchet wisdom.
Yeah.
That's the best part. And that's the highlight of my day. Watching him do.
You know what's funny?
You know
I like the righteous ratchet wisdom, but you know I almost never stay in tune for when you do the what's it on the Breakfast Club when you ended the good
the good. Oh, the positive note of the day.
I'll be like, I want to be positive. I listen to the whole show, and I'll be like, yo, the positive word. I'm like, ah, not today. Like, you know what I mean? Because then if I got positive words and I do something negative, it's like, you deserved it now.
I'm really just trying to balance my life out today because already today, it's 2:30. Mm-hmm. I'm already on cognac, and I've already seen Maino, Uncle Murda, Noriega, and Taxstone. I got to go home fucking
In the same fucking day. Let's make some noise for that.
And you see my man Freeze, who wrote the book. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And he's a Queens legend, so you know. And
he looked like he killed four people. He's blessed to be home.
He's blessed to be home.
Look like he blessed. Like I'm blessed.
Welcome home.
I believe every nigga that tell me he blessed. I'd be like, "Hey, you blessed? I believe you." Nigga be like, "Nigga, give you that dead serious look. Like I'm blessed."
You know what I noticed? You know who's real? Like when a nigga be like. When a nigga just say sorry, you like I'm like I know that nigga's a killer. Like if when you get a real like like I
real shit.
It was some real shit that happened, and I got you know Styles P and Styles P just said yo I'm sorry like, and it was like.
Are you talking about the Troy Ave shit?
Yeah, I was like I know Styles P's a killer because like. Only like a real, real nigga can say when he's wrong and then admit it real fast. Word. Like and it let me know that, you know, vegetables and juicing save Styles P's life. You know what I'm saying?
Because
back in the days, like I used to not even like Styles P was like one of the he was the weird one of the locks. Like
What you mean weird? Like standoffish?
Like he'll come roll a blunt and just smoke his blunt right in front of you and
dare you to ask him for
something. And like I used to be like, did this nigga just roll my weed?
I'll smoke blunts in the air, so don't pass me shit.
Yo, did he roll my weed? And me and him, like, through juice, like, you know what I'm saying? I used to hang out in the juice bar. I used to go there to buy weed. And that man has fully transformed. Like, I...
Hold on, Styles sell weed out of his juice bar?
No. Did I make it sound like this?
Yeah.
I used to go there to buy weed.
You know, this is the original juice bar, not the one he owns now. That's how we met back in the days. And, you know what I'm saying, he definitely, through juicing and through being a vegan, like, he's a definitely calm, peaceful person. Like, and I appreciate that. Like, Styles came to my crib, and like, I seen him on Twitter, like, yo, whose crib can I come to watch the fight? He was in Miami. You know what I'm saying? So I seen him, and I was like, all right, cool. Maybe he's just doing that for his Twitter followers. He didn't hit me, so I went on with my day. Styles finally hit me. Was like, yo, no, I don't want to invite myself. I said, nigga, come on, come through. He came through. He had his wife. I made sure I got vegan burgers for him. I made sure I had mad food. And one of the first things he did was when he came on my balcony, I had I offered him a drink. I got him whatever. And I had like knocked something down. As soon as I knocked, this is my crib. Mm-hmm. I knocked something down. Styles P came and he cleaned it up.
Gangster gentleman.
Like, I was like, this nigga's a killer. Like, cause those people don't understand niggas. That. Yeah. Like, people don't understand that. Like, real niggas is the nicest people in the
world.
And
they like to laugh. And
like real niggas
joke.
Like to laugh.
They got
and, like,
manners.
The joke. Like, if a nigga come around me and be like. I'm like, this nigga's probably full Gacy.
That's who it be.
This nigga's definitely. His name is probably. His nigga real name is probably Albert.
Niggas be super drug lord.
Like, you know, yo, like, you know, listen, I don't mean him, but you know what I'm saying? I didn't mean him.
Niggas
sorry,
be drug lord, like, eight shooters, mm-hmm. mad shit. I always tell a nigga, you see me? Mm-hmm. I be by my motherfucking self.
You got a pistol, though.
I don't need no friends.
Now, Charlamagne, let me ask you. Because, like, I fucks with Tax, right? But how the fuck did you see the vision in him?
I'm going to tell you exactly how I met Tax.
I need to hear this.
Tax came to the Breakfast Club with Naima Supreme.
Naima Supreme.
Tax don't say hi. He don't say nothing. Tax goes, yo, remember them dudes that snuffed you in front of the station? Right. He headbutted a bullet.
That's his first thing he said.
That's it. He's dead. And I'm scared. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? I don't want to know this kind of information. Right? He's like, yeah, he got shot in Delaware. I'm like, all right. So I go in another room. I'm like, yo, you know this Tax Stone nigga? I'm texting this. I don't even remember who I texted. I said, yo, you know what? It was an intern we had. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she grew up with you or whatever.
Mm-hmm. She's from the East, I think.
Right. I'm like, yo, what's this Tax nigga? She was like, nah, he crazy. He's out of his mind. I'm like, yeah, I can tell.
Right.
You know, but I just used to follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I thought he was funny, but not just funny, I thought he was smart.
Right.
You know, a lot of times, man, motherfuckers from the hood, they can't see past the dirt.
Right.
You know, but they don't see the jewels that are being dropped within that dirt. Mm. So I was just like, those motherfuckers kind of interesting. I don't know Joe Budden shit. Right. You know what I mean?
What's the word?
No, I ain't gonna lie.
Befuddled.
You wasn't befuddled. No, I wasn't befuddled.
Nigga, Joe said, you're very interested. Yo, to this day, that shit fucks me up, my nigga.
You're the smartest guy in the room. Is befuddled a word? Because he said that's a real word.
Absolutely.
What does it mean?
Only Charlamagne and Joe Budden know that word.
It means like confused.
Like confused, yeah.
Like confused.
Are we changing the meaning?
But it can mean anything.
Yeah, it's meaning anything.
But the crazy thing about tax, I didn't know if tax could orate, because you know you see a lot of motherfuckers on Twitter, they funny, they smart, but they get in the room.
Orate is that like
on the microphone talking?
Speaking. I learned another word. You know? I'm definitely using
that. I thought that meant oriental bitches.
Orate is hard.
So I just invited them to come to the Brilliant Idiots podcast, and that motherfucker gave us one of the greatest episodes ever.
Oh, so you had them on your podcast first?
Oh yeah.
And that's before you started your podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so continue.
Right then, like, yo, Chris, you gotta get this guy a podcast.
Wow.
And Chris was scared because Chris is a white Jewish dude.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We all got the white Jewish dude. Let's make some noise for white Jewish dudes.
Come on.
I love white people holding me down.
He gave Taxes Podcast. And a year later. A 700 million people offended.
But nobody's going. I like how you started with that number. I like how you threw that number
out. Nobody's been shot and killed.
Right.
So we all right.
Yeah, we all right.
You're good.
I ain't shooting and killing nobody unless you want to die.
Nah, me neither.
You know what I mean?
I ain't going to lie.
I tell Tax every time I see you, no death.
Right. I tell him every time I see him.
Right.
Tax, don't kill nobody.
Right.
When I ask my partner,
I always remember that.
Tax,
I always remember that. It's a good message. You need certain messages for certain people. You know what I mean?
Come on.
And that's a good message to always have. You be like, yo, don't kill nobody, man, because you're going to lose. When you sitting in that, you don't realize you did what you did sometimes until you sitting in that bookings. You be like, fuck, I could have crossed the street.
That book is
real talk. That's real.
That book is not, yeah, go ahead. Well, that book is.
Shit, wake your ass up,
you
right?
Know, you know how I know
my
I'm an old
sweating
nigga?
And shit.
I drove by Queen's House the other day. I was like, where the fuck is Queen's House? There's no Queen's House no more.
15 years been closed.
Damn, I ain't been in jail in a long
time. Nigga ain't been to Queens in so long.
You
already been ducking Queens.
I was like, damn, nigga, Queen's House. Nigga, they going on a boat now. I said, damn.
Motherfuckers don't understand that trauma being a black man in America.
Yeah.
You get pulled over, you automatically think you're going to jail. That's why I take a shit. No, if I got a shit where I'm someplace, I shit before I leave. Because the worst thing is being in the fucking cold tank and having the shit.
Oh my God.
That's just something I hold on to all the time.
That is it.
You got shit in front of everybody.
That is it.
Yes.
In the can? Remember, me, Eddie, Boris. Where's Boris at?
Nah, I just sent him somewhere.
It was so hot in here earlier. Nobody could take it. But Charlamagne. So you seen them? You said the podcast, and now he's doing a live podcast.
Word up!
Brat 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 brat.
One of the best podcasts out there.
And then where
is shaking?
And where is that? You shouted it out. Say it.
SVA Theater.
Where is that?
Like 14th Street that area.
Okay, like
Union Square area.
Okay. Okay, that's what's
up. It's a dope theater.
Is this Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday.
This Saturday. And you did your Brilliant Idiots.
We did
in San Francisco.
We did a few places. We were in San Francisco Saturday. We were in London
did y'all do
on
London
the first. London on the first.
I just booked my first show in London, September 10th, I believe.
All right, make
you
sure.
Know, you know, there's no guns in London.
Listen. Oh, listen.
You know that,
Billy
right?
Club.
My niggas got guns in London.
Take your Billy Club.
They hitting me on Snap. Niggas got blocks.
They got them.
Yeah, listen.
All my London niggas link up with me when we touch, like. Pistols.
We're going to tax shit Saturday. We're going to Brilliant Idiots Live. We're absolutely going to be in there.
That's what's up. So now your partner with Brilliant Idiots, he's a comedian, correct?
He's a comedian, Andrew Schultz.
I seen y'all speaking about race the other day, and you said that you never experienced racism.
Yeah, I never experienced overt racism.
Now, what is overt?
Overt
mean
open. Like a white dude ain't never walked up to me and said, "Yo, what's up, nigga? Yo, nigga, get the fuck out of here. You can't be here because you black."
And you from South Carolina?
I'm from South Carolina, but I've never experienced overt racism ever. Wow. And I grew up around black people. I grew up around poor white people, Mexicans. I just never had nobody overtly disrespect me when it comes to racism. But of course, we know racism exists.
Yeah, of course,
we know that. I just never experienced it.
But yeah, that's how people headlined it. They headlined
it. Definitely called me a nigga one day.
See? Oh yeah, we're in jail or
nah, in the street.
Get out of here. Let's hear this story. Let's go.
He called me a nigga. He was like, yo, nigga.
Who was it? How'd this happen?
It was in a hip-hop
It's a store in my neighborhood, and like, Well, like after school, so much kids going to the store that they like the dude to stand outside and monitor how many kids go in. So I was a grown man, like, you know, going into this store. Right. He would let the adults in, and he tried to like put me on the line, and I was like, "Yo, what the fuck are you doing?" And I like go to the store all the time. Right. So he was like, "Shut the fuck up, nigger!" Like out of nowhere.
In your hood, this is your hood.
In the hood, like no lie. And it was like I looked at him, and it's like. That was my first time experiencing the word nigga, and it, like, shook me up. I ain't gonna lie, it kind of scared me, because I was like, but I had to think about it that fast that I said, this nigga want to die today, but he don't know how to commit suicide. That's all it was. Right. I keep telling people, man, listen, if you black and a nigga run up on you and call you nigga, walk away. Right. Don't do nothing to him, because he want to die. He just want to get killed. Right. That's all that shit is about. It's a trick. Right. He trying to put you in jail. He just broke up with his bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Right. He just lost his job, and he wanted to die that day. Mm. Any white man that call you nigga is trying to put you in jail. He's trying to prove that you a nigga, because he just gonna make up some shit like he just attacked me, and you gonna be out here looking crazy to him. He called me a nigga. Meanwhile, you got 17 degrees. You understand what I'm saying? About to be a judge, and you fuck some white motherfucker up because he called you a nigga. I don't give a fuck. Call me a nigga. I'm gonna be like, you pussy though. I smack the shit out you. I bet you I'll smack you. Say I won't smack you. You know what I mean? Play with him, because the thing is, you ain't gonna beat me. You understand? So you could call me whatever you want to call me. You know what I mean?
But was he purposely being racist?
No, he was.
Like he was trying to come
at you? It came out of nowhere. It was like, it literally went from, yo, what are you doing? I need to get in the store to get my fucking backwards. And he said, you need to fucking calm down, nigger. And I was like, it was like the strongest nigger. It was like, I never been slapped that many times. Like, he was like, back, back, boop, back. I was like, it was a state of confusion. I was befuddled. Right. You know what I mean?
I told you what happened in Peru with Dre, right?
No, let's hear the story.
So we do this, the film series I was telling you on Revolt, and and we went to Peru, and we with these kids, and my boy's there with me, and this, and the kids are like, nigga, 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 nigga. And my boy's like, yo, man, I'm not cool with these kids saying nigga.
How are they saying it? What context? Like, my nigga?
Well, first of all, they barely speak English.
Okay,
so they're like, da-da-da-da, nigga. You know what I'm saying? In Spanish. Yeah. So they speak in Spanish, and then the word nigga. And my boy, he's Jamaican from London.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, I'm not feeling it. He's like, it's bad enough. Y'all motherfuckers say it.
But you know, hip-hop made that word so cool.
No, so this is what it is. So I tell the kid one day, finally, my boy is getting to a point where he's like, I'm just not feeling this no more. So I pull over the kid. Cool-ass kid, wrong with graffiti, all in the hip-hop scene. I said, my man. I said, you need to chill, man. My boy's, you know, he said, what's wrong with your boy? He seems a little aggravated in Spanish. He's telling me this. And I'm like, yo, you saying nigga a lot too much. A little too much. You got to know when to just slow it down. Right. He goes, yo.
Get the fuck out my face,
he
nigga.
He goes, yo, y'all taught us to say this.
That's real. Wow.
Y'all taught us that's to say this. So I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, and that's what I keep telling motherfuckers, man.
I can't even say nothing to you
we
right now.
We can't be out here shooting the five over niggas, son.
Nah,
we can't.
Nah,
I'm not doing
that's
it.
Deep. That's it's deep. Almost like, you, it's like, you know, you got to teach people
I'm
how to
predicate.
Treat you.
I'm a predicate. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be sitting there getting offered 12 to life. Because that's my offer is 12 to life. As soon as I smack you, it's 12 to life. That's my offer. You understand? I'm not doing that because you said nigga to me. I'm not doing it.
It's so hypocritical because it's like, yo, we say, oh, we took the power out the word because we call ourselves the word. If we really took the power out of it, then it shouldn't bother you when another motherfucker says
exactly. And that's my point. Don't be worried about it. Another nigga said, let him say it. Go ahead. If that nigga get fired from his job, let him get fired from his job. You just laugh like, look at this stupid motherfucker. Amp him up to say nigga. Know what I mean?
Like, but the flip of it is, for me, like, obviously, I'm a Latin dude. So a couple years ago,
y'all niggas
Cuban,
too.
I'm a Cuban dude, but I'm Cuban.
You a nigga too, unless you're a racist Cuban.
I get it, but I'm in Atlanta one time years ago. I'm a young kid, and I'm in the elevator, and this older black lady comes in the elevator, and me and my boys are talking. I'm like nigga, 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 and I see her face, just like she just like looked sad, and it hurt me because I realized she had been, you know, through all this.
She was probably around through the civil rights.
No, she was.
She probably got sprayed with a hose.
That's
she probably fucked Martin Luther King.
That hurt me. Like I felt like, yo, okay, this is a little wrong of me. You know what I'm saying? Like this is where I felt the other side of it, and I get it. You know.
Now I'm gonna switch the subject because y'all trying to be intelligent.
Yeah. Lori was tight.
I was what the fuck.
Lori was stressed out just now.
All right, let me let
let me get this shit out the
way. But you know, hey, you know what? You that shit right there is exactly why I don't feel like I ever felt racism. Because like if I be in a motherfucking store and like a white dude was eyeing me down and shit, it's because I was about to do some bullshit anyway. I done stole out this motherfucking store before. I done did shit in this store, so I don't think he's doing nothing because I'm black.
Yeah, word up, man. Like sometimes you gotta wake up and be like, listen, my nigga, I look like I did it.
Word up. And I do it. So I can't be mad at the motherfucker for having good instincts.
So like the Muslim dude in the plane, he looked like he did it.
It'd be so sad. Like I'm a Brooklyn scammer, so you know, all my niggas scam, and it'd be having me so sad.
Is that
sad
what designer like, is talking about when he goes, I look cards in Atlanta.
Credit cards and the scammers.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Like, hitting the licks in the bando.
This actually like an underground world of scammers. Can you break down what a scammer is for
me? Well, you know, scam, just scamming. Everybody's a scammer. White people started scamming. We didn't. You know what I mean? We just started. We followed suit.
But what
scamming
is
taking money an illegal way. Mm. You know what I mean? Anything that you could end up on motherfucking American greed for is scamming.
It's not hustling.
It's a hustle.
Huh? It's a hustle.
Yeah.
It's a hustle. I feel like people out here feeding their families off scamming
when you
right
say
now.
You scamming, you ain't saying you selling drugs.
No. You ain't selling no drugs.
All right, I'm gonna have to ask you to relax.
It's the credit card shit. I feel like most scammers I know. I'm just stereotyping, but they'll be Haitian and shit. Haitian, Jamaicans.
Niggas do that whole shit. They from Africa. They're Nigerian. Yeah. The main ones are Nigerian.
I've been getting Nigerian emails since email existed. And so it came from Nigeria.
Yeah, it's because it'd be any scam. It could be lottery scams. They'll call you and say, hey, can you send this, that, and the third? We're sending you a check for this.
Or the prince.
It's so many different scams. Like, so scamming is like, it's a huge world of scamming. Like, for instance, it's a dude that when Katrina happened, he figured out a way to get oil tickets and made $7 million.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, scamming is like, it could be anything. Bernie Madoff was a scammer.
Fact.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Fact.
So, like, scamming is like, it'd be anything. It's just lower level scammers like Troy Ave called me. I was a lower level scammer. He wasn't lying about that. You know what I mean?
I think motherfuckers that be scamming be scared to sell crack.
Huh?
I feel like if you scam, you're scared to sell crack.
That's true.
But you know what? Crack is not as big as it used to be.
Yeah.
Crack ain't that
weed
cool
is like
no
the new
more.
Crack now.
Weed
everybody
is the new
got
crack.
Weed now.
There's
like,
little
yeah.
mad unproductive little niggas that smoke weed.
Right. What about prescription pills?
Yeah, pills.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's a
that
whole nother level.
I don't understand
shit.
That. Like,
I do understand it because I use them. Mm. So this is why I tell niggas I know the shit is fucked up. Because when I sold crack
use?
In Allentown,
Percocet,
Xanax.
What did you use?
I used to use Xannies, Valium, and Perks.
Okay.
When I was in Allentown.
What did it used to do
you
for you?
You smoke weed, you pop a perk. It's different. It's
that
mad different effects.
You
mellow you out. You know what I mean? It's these is downers. These is opiates. Right. This is what I try to explain to people. It tear the lining of your stomach up. You start shitting weird. You get weird shit patterns. Sometimes you might be constipated for 3 weeks. Won't shit. You understand? And you
niggas,
can die from that.
That's not worth the high.
I think taxes need more downers, man. The only time you don't take except on
now,
podcast day.
Weed is my medicine. That's why I've been out of prison for so long. I smoked a lot of weed.
And I ain't gonna front. Your diet is very put together. He got a salad.
It's a balance. Look at his balance.
It's a balance. It's level spell back on his level. You got a balance. You
know what I'm saying? Cognac and kale.
Cognac and kale.
So let me ask you, Charlamagne. There was a rumor when you worked in Philly that you reported on some Jay-Z story or something. And then, did you ever think that rumor was true that Jay got you fired?
What happened was,
I used to
drive to Philly every morning from Jersey to do radio.
And that wasn't Wendy Williams.
Nah, I was doing my own motor show.
That was your own.
On 100.3 The Beat.
Okay.
And that night, Kay Slay had played a Beanie Siegel diss record to Jay-Z. Remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
And that was like one of the first Twitter moments. Because motherfuckers like Fab was tweeting. Like, niggas had sad faces like, oh, man, Beanie's going at Jay. So I'm like, yo, I do radio in Philly. I got to get Beans on the radio in the morning.
Okay.
So I ain't no Beans. I just threw a shot in the dark to one of his people.
Right.
He called into the show and ended up on the phone for like an hour.
Oh, wow.
Just airing Hov out, you know? And it's like, they say that Monday.
He woke up one day. it was a gloomy day.
Hey, what happened?
Go ahead.
I came back to work that Monday.
Wait, and you did this on Friday?
I did this on a Friday.
Nah.
Word up, because Halloween was Saturday. I never forget.
Right.
We had a Halloween party on Saturday. Song. And Jay-Z commented on it that Friday. Somebody,
he had Twitter on Twitter?
Nah, he was at a press conference, some rich shit, I don't know. And they asked him about it. And they was like, yo, you know, you heard what Beanie said? And he said, yeah, well, Beanie only went gold, but he had a label, he had a clothing line. I did all I could for him, basically.
Mm.
But that Monday, Came into work. He's like, hey, we need to talk to you after the show. I'm like, all right.
Wait, oh, they let you do the show?
Yeah, let me do the show.
Okay.
I even played the Beanie interview again that Monday. Oh. Thinking I got some shit. This shit done went viral all weekend. That Monday's like, oh, we're moving in another direction. I'm like, what?
So
what direction, nigga?
But
we're moving in another direction.
So since then, do you ever think that was it was true that it was Hov?
Oh, when Hov came to the Breakfast Club, that was the first.
It was Hov.
Yeah, that was the first question we asked him.
Okay, hold on. I don't remember this part. So you asked him, and what did he say?
Envy asked him,
and what did he say?
Big homie just
he dodged it.
He looked at me.
Yep,
like, he looked back at the room like. He ain't saying yes or no.
Yeah, he does.
Nigga, he did that shit.
It's like that yes, don't.
When I see that interview,
let's make some noise.
This nigga's a
sniper. Let's make some noise for Hov being the ill genie.
Nobody's better.
He's a genie, man.
Nobody's a better
genie.
But hey, man, maybe I need to learn a lesson.
But did you learn a lesson, or you still was like, fuck it?
Shit, he's New York radio now.
Yeah, you damn right. I learned
the best lesson you learned.
So what happened after that? Did you go?
You want to know the lesson I learned?
Go ahead.
You niggas don't want it with Hov. That's it. Simple and plain.
So did you go back to what did you do after that?
You know what's so crazy? That day I had all my shit packed in my old Cadillac Escalade because I was moving into my townhouse in Philly that day.
Oh, you was leaving Jersey going to Philly.
I was going right after work. I was going right to the townhouse to put the shit in. And I already had get a deposit and everything. I'm like, yeah, it's a change in plans. So I went back to the place, and they gave me my deposit back. And I remember I had to pick Duval up from the airport like two days later. I still had all my shit.
Right.
I had nowhere to go.
In the car?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
Duval goes, no, man. And nigga reached in his pocket, put out a stack like, here, man. Right. Here, you homeless? Like, nigga, no. I'm in between shit right now. So, I'm good. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So what was your next job after that?
I went back to South Carolina for like a year. I went back to South Carolina still.
And was doing radio or just
nah, I ain't doing no radio. I was collecting unemployment.
Get the fuck
and you know what's so crazy? I was rich off unemployment. Because when I got fired from Wendy, I never collected
like a song.
That's rich a scam. A scam.
That was a scam.
That's
I never collected it from Wendy. Never collected it from Philly.
Right.
Matter of fact, I never had collected it from none of my jobs I got fired from. So I had years of unemployment in South Carolina, Jersey, and Philly combined. New York, everything. So I was good. I lived off unemployment for a year. Every week, so $1,500.
So then after that, how did you get the call to come to New York? How did this come about?
I came up here the summer of 2010. I drove up from South Carolina. Cause I bought one of my homegirls up here to do a photo shoot with Double XL. That was a scam too. Them Double XL niggas was doing them to get the pussy. Sean Malcolm, that nigga was fucking. Okay, cause I ain't never seen none of those girls that used to come to those auditions.
They ain't even been in the magazine.
That was a scam.
He's just trying to get some pussy.
That's it.
To make some noise for Sean Malcolm.
Shout out to Sean Malcolm.
Great scam.
So I came up here that summer. Well, you know, before that I had an interview with Power. Because when I got fired from Philly, G-Spin called me immediately.
Okay, so I went, this is the Hov allegation.
Right after Philly. Okay. So I went and
But G-Spin was still in Boston.
Nah, G-Spin was in New York on Power.
This is
before even Envy got there.
Okay, because they didn't have a morning show, or did they?
Nah. So I had a meeting with them, and they wanted to hire me then, but they wasn't too fond of my management at the time. My management was my man Kevin Hunter, Wendy Williams' husband.
So they didn't
hire me because they didn't like my affiliation with him.
Okay.
Yeah, so then, you know, it was kind of a blessing in disguise when me and him had a falling out. Okay. Because when I came back here in the summer of 2010, you know, the first thing G-Spin asked me when I got to the station was like, yo, so, you know, what's up with your manager? I'm like, oh, he don't manage me no more.
All right.
So that's when the wheels went in motion.
And now that was his idea.
G-Spin yesterday. I said, yo, what the fuck have you done for Black Lives Matter?
He
said, I keep Charlamagne on radio. I said, all right, bet. I walked right away.
I said, yo, hold on. We're going to take this Mint Bleak call live on. Mint Bleak, we live here with Tack Stone and Charlamagne the God.
Bleak, what up, Bleak?
You on the podcast.
What's up,
man? Where you at, in Aruba? I bet you Bleak in Aruba.
Yo, listen, Bleak. We was just bigging up Hov in case this is why you calling. We was bigging him up.
If he heard anything. His ears was ringing.
We all over here telling our scared of Hov stories right now.
Ah, man, y'all niggas is burnt. Yo, Tax, word born, better not see you in Brooklyn, my
G. Yo, word to mother, my nigga. Niggas don't even know you got a bald head under that hat, my nigga.
That's a fact. I seen the wedding pictures. That's a fact.
Niggas think you got waves.
Niggas think you got waves. Bleak. What a, yo, you in the city, Bleak?
Yeah. Nah. I'm running around. I'm in Jersey right now, but I'm about to head to the city. I'll be out there tonight.
All right, hit me tonight, man. Let's blow, throw something in the air.
Got you,
man. And I'm going to hit you soon as I'm finished recording this podcast.
Alright, got you.
Alright, peace.
I ain't gonna front. That should be bugging me the fuck out, cause I grew up listening to y'all niggas. What y'all niggas wanna hate for? Bleak first album coming of age.
Yo, let me tell you, that's the first thing I said to Bleak when Hov called me. You know, like, cause at the end of the day, like, as much as I love, like, you know, like, I love and look up to Hov, I don't wanna speak to that nigga. Like, yo, let me just tell you something. Wayne had to put his number in my phone. Cause I didn't want it.
Why?
Like, I would just rather speak to Mac Maine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
word.
Because sometimes when you get to a certain level, like, I want to look at you like that person. I don't even want to look at you like a regular person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoy looking up to people. I enjoy having idols. Like right now, my idols was all used to be all be black. Now my all my idols is Anthony Bourdain.
Love Anthony
Bill
Bourdain,
Moore,
man.
And Larry David.
I think it's a difference between idols and inspiration.
Though. Inspiration,
yeah.
But they my idols too, though, because Anthony Bourdain, I can't even front.
He's legendary, man.
If you could have the worst fucking food in the world, but if Anthony Bourdain eat there, I'm going to be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You're going to eat it with your feet. I'm going to be like, I'm going to try. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga gets paid to fucking travel, drink, and eat. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I look up to Anthony Bourdain. I look up to Larry David because when I actually...
Wait, Larry David or Larry Davis?
David, Kirby and
Susan. I used to look up to Larry Davis.
I look up to Larry Davis.
Yeah, but I look up to Larry David because...
Your tax 5 more years. He'll be looking up to Larry Davis.
Yeah, Larry Davis.
He's still inspired by the gangsters right now.
Give him a minute. Shout out to Blue Boy. I was cool with you too, man. But you shouldn't have killed Larry.
But listen, so... When I was so much of a fan of Curvy Enthusiasm, like, I used to watch the bonus features, all that. And when I finally looked and I seen that his whole show was improv. Like, it was some shit that, like, you gotta watch Curvy Enthusiasm. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's all improv. Like, right, so they'll be like, yo, Charlamagne, just make sure you say go across the street and go to the Johnny Park.
Right,
and they'll say tax, make sure you say, you know, fuck that. And we ain't doing this.
I went to school for improv.
You know
man.
What I'm saying? And his whole shit was improv. And the way he did it, I was like, that's exactly what I want to be. Like, I don't want to be, like, when a person, I go to do interviews and they be like, yo, this is the questions. I'd be like, yo, man, get that shit the fuck away from me. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yo, get that shit the fuck away because I don't want to prep. To be me. I don't need to be me.
Like, you need structure but no script.
Right.
That's the mediums I'm trying to find in fucking TV right now. You know what I'm saying? Because in TV, they want you to be all scripted. It's, nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, man.
I'm not
doing that. That's what I hate I that like scripted that. Shit, man. That. Like, I just want to speak. Like, I just want to
Now, would you,
be
would,
free.
Would you do TV? Like,
I'm about to
do TV. He's
going
to do TV.
Let's get you on Love & Hip Hop.
Nah.
No, not Love & Hip Hop.
I ain't Love & Hip Hop. I be done shot 4 people in there, 2 women. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Let me tell you something about Love & Hip Hop. Uh-huh. Love & Hip Hop is for homeless niggas. You understand what I'm saying? As soon as you're about to be homeless, you going to Love & Hip Hop. I'm not about to be homeless. It don't matter how broke I am. I'm never going to be homeless. You know why? Because I got a decent sized dick and I know how to speak. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to be homeless. So that's why I don't need Love & Hip Hop. And ain't nothing, I'm not trying to shit on Love & Hip Hop or nothing. None of them broke niggas on that show. I'm not trying to do that. What I'm saying is that I'm not doing that because I have talent. You understand what I'm saying?
Now, I will say this. I call it lies in hip hop.
I think it's cool for women, though.
This season in New York was probably the best season.
That was the best.
Talent wise. Because they had Pap on there. Remy.
Was unbelievable, yeah.
Everybody else probably was homeless on there. Who else was
Shout out to Pap for just being a gentleman and a good husband to his woman and, you know, holding her down through prison. I always tell niggas, man, I never see women get held down in jail.
Nah,
I never see it.
Barack Obama need to give Pap some kind of medal or something.
Shout out to Pap Poops.
He should just have a get out of freak jail card.
Forever.
Like, Pap should just body somebody and just be like, look, I got
real,
the card.
Man,
like,
real
like,
shit.
Like, look, I kept it real.
He did not have to do that.
I never seen nobody do it. I never seen a man in his position. Not in my generation.
So let me ask you a question, Charlamagne. You get together with Envy. You knew Envy prior to this?
I did know Envy because I used to have this artist signed to me named Little Rue. We actually had a partnership.
Never heard of Little Wolf.
Yeah, never heard of him. He had a record called he had a record called Nasty Song, and it was big in South Carolina.
Okay. In South Carolina,
yeah.
Okay.
But then, it charted on Billboard, and Envy was a big part of that because we sat down with Envy, me and Kev, Wendy's husband, and asked him to play the record, like just on some love shit, no money exchange, no none of that. Like, yo, we had dinner. Like, yo, I really need this look.
You saying Envy taking money?
No, I'm saying that
that's how you sell that mansion for 2.3.
No money, nah. I'm just playing.
But you know that's the perception. When DJs show you love, they're like, oh, I'm saying. But he played the record just off the strength on Hot 97. So I always thought he was just a good nigga from that.
And then did you know Angela Yee?
I did know Angela because Angela used to invite me to come do Shade 45. So I used to do Shade 45 with
her. And on what when it was her and Cypher show or
just her.
Oh, okay.
Her and Wanda. You know?
Lip service? No.
Shout out to Angela.
Nah, she used to do the morning show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So now, here goes, right?
Shout out to Angela Yee with that
fat
ass.
It was G-Spin. It was G-Spin who put y'all together?
G-Spin and Cadillac Jack called to play. And I remember Cadillac called me and said, who would you want to do mornings with? And I said Angela Yee. I didn't even think of Envy. I said Angela Yee. And he was like, well, ain't Angela just like you? I'm like, nah, Angela's nothing like me, you know? And so he was like, okay. And then a few months later, they was like, all right, that's what we're going to do. We're going to add Envy because he's from New York.
Right.
You know, he's got a lot of familiarity in the market.
Right.
And that was that.
And Angela Yee and Envy only worked in New York.
I worked in South Carolina, Philly.
Uh-huh.
South Carolina, New York, Philly, and now back in New York.
And is New York your favorite market? Yeah, it is.
Of course, man.
That's right. New York is the number one market.
That's growing up. That's what pay you.
So what was the moment? This is the question.
I'm about to go do radio in Minnesota.
What was the Alpine somewhere. But what was the moment when you said this show was going to work?
First day.
The first day.
You know why? Because that fucking Moment for Life shit was out. Remember that shit when Nikki used to be like, she be like, in this moment we be syndicated. And I used to always sing that shit. Like, yeah, let's put that in the promos. Angela be like, man, shut your corny ass up. You're not putting no fucking Moment for Life in the promos, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I just knew. It was just an energy. You just could feel it. Like, from day one, I'm like, yo, this is going to be something monumental for radio.
When did you make the transition to TV? What was the first day?
Yo, crazy. 2 years in the doing the Breakfast Club. Like 2010, around 2000, early 2012, MTV2 hollered at me. My man Paul and Candida and Chris. And I was like, why y'all want me to do TV?
And this is people from MTV2?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't do no TV. You know what I mean? Right. I did some things with Wendy on the VH1 show, but I never did TV. And he was like, yeah, we want to sign you to a deal. I'm like, a deal? So he wanted to sign me as a personality for the network.
Right.
So I did it. You know what I mean? And when I did it, you know, we did Guy Code. That was the first show. But I didn't even think in my mind that MTV2 was going to become what it became. Because Guy Code was literally like the second original show MTV2 ever did, period. Right. Before that, it was Sucker Free with Envy. And then like Guy Code
and
it was Guy Code
and it was like, what was it, Guy Court?
Later on, it turned into Guy Court. It turned into Girl Code. Lil Duval ended up getting his own show from that. Andrew had his own show from that. I got Uncommon Sense now.
This is how I know I'm a drunk dude. My favorite show is Bill Moore. I mean, I went and did your show, and then when I went and I studied your show afterwards, I was like, yo, this is the hood version of Bill Moore.
That's the feeling
we're
going for.
How the fuck did I go there drunk? But you had the little white lady. She just kept filling my drinks up. Is that how y'all had to?
Every week. That's what we're doing.
It's like they had a white lady hired. Like, as soon as you the drink get low, she just come and pour it.
Viacom, man.
Like,
they just out here just...
Let's make some noise for Viacom.
Get people drunk.
Noise.
We come back April 1st.
April 1st, you know, Common Sense.
Yeah, I got Andrew Schultz and Kristen on every episode. I wanted Tax on every episode, but that's too much of a liability. You can't.
I understand. That's all I ever want people to know is I understand.
But he'll be on a lot of episodes.
I understand.
Right.
Word.
Like, when they say you can't.
Nigga, I never thought nothing about TV. So that's why when niggas be like.
You understand that Ja Rule. That when y'all came up there, they went Ja, and when you
I
just
didn't
said,
think Ja Rule would have said that.
What did he say again? He said that he won.
Well, I understand what he meant by that from a street perspective.
No, from the street perspective,
but we can't ever discuss the streets with these people.
Right,
and that's why
true.
I told him,
right.
Not really,
right.
Because that's the kill, re- the kill comes from
the industry, the music.
Right. What we believe was the kill.
Right,
it don't come from the street now. I'm with the street. You understand? I understand what you mean. But guess what? The niggas in Arkansas right. don't see that.
They only see the music.
They didn't see it. It's not on tape. If they could have seen it on tape, if they could have seen you violating 50 Cent on tape, it's different.
You know what the funny shit is?
And you all we seen was 50 harassing him. Yeah.
You know what the funny shit is? The after that came out, the next day, it was the next week, I did your podcast, and Ja called me, remember? And I was like, yo, I'm with Tax Stone right now. He said, tell that nigga not really.
I fuck with Ja. I like Ja.
The fact that Ja didn't get that mad. He went along with the joke.
Didn't before you know Tax, somebody try to get you to kill Tax?
Yeah, that's true. Oh. Yo, that man's a bad guy. I didn't plan this to go this way. And you know what's the crazy shit?
Nigga tried to get Nori on me.
Nigga said, yo, you know this nigga? And I'm like, I don't really know. And I think I was already following you on Twitter. I'm not even sure. But I was like, all right, cool. And I go to see Charlamagne, and this nigga's right here. I was like, damn, I done fell in love with a nigga. Pause. But like, this nigga's my type of nigga. Like, he's sitting there, we kicking it, we drinking. I'm like, nigga's like,
you laughing with him? Then you like, hold up.
I'm like, damn, a nigga just asked me, do I know this nigga? Like, I was like, that's why I tell niggas all the time, like, I'm too grown to be, like, if you got beef with somebody, that's y'all shit, my nigga.
Exactly.
I ain't got
and that's
nothing,
how it always been.
I ain't got nothing to do with that shit, man.
Fucking
you know what
weirdos.
I'm saying? So, you know, on that note, we gotta take these pictures by that CBS logo because they're giving hood niggas. They're not only just Elliot Wilson and B-Dot, but they're giving hood niggas a chance at CBS. For the record, we ain't take this. So if the fans don't get, you know, the little Instagram shit, but they let niggas in CBS. Let's make some noise for that goddamn. And we in CBS.
And there's no wider network on TV than CBS.
This is right.
The only nigga on CBS is LL and Bow Wow.
Listen. All I want is my employee badge. And then I'm going to try, like, football season. I'm like, I'm going to just look at him. That shit come on CBS, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, Super Bowl. You know what I mean? But, yo, Tax Stone, Charlamagne the God, thank y'all for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so used to being interviewed. thank y'all for coming and supporting us. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
this is a Drink Chance
podcast. We need them to come to Miami.
Come out to Miami, man. Get some Cuban bitches and the chivalry.
It's all type of shit in Miami. It's international.
You'll be befuddled out there.
Yeah, you'll be befuddled.
It's befuddled. It's
befuddled pussy out there.
It's your land of befuddlement.
Befuddery. I'm married as shit. You know what I'm saying? But yo, listen. Yo, thank y'all for coming through, man.
Thank you for the drinks, my brother.
Yeah, yeah, please have another drink. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take this good picture by the CBS logo. And we're going to do what we got to do, man. Thank y'all so much. Drink Champs Podcast. We out.
Wakanda. Drink Champs.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll enjoy Xfinity X1, which gives you access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Prime Video. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.